Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This is the Wikipedia page for Everlasting Gobstopper. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe for some Everlasting WikiListen fun.
Everlasting Gobstoppers, I had them when I was a kid. They were named after the candy, of course, in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but a lot of Wonka candies were out and about when I was a kid, and I used to eat them, and they were delicious.
Good. Yeah, they're still out there. I used to like licking it until it would change colors, and I thought that was cool.
Everlasting Gobstopper. This article relies largely or entirely on a single source. Relevant discussion may be found on the talk page. The Everlasting Gobstopper is a gobstopper candy from Roald Dahl's 1964 children's novel, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. According to its creator, Willy Wonka, it was intended, quote, "for children with very little pocket money." It not only changes colors and flavors when sucked on, but also never gets any smaller or disappears. In 1976, the name of the fictional candy was used for a product similar to a normal gobstopper or jawbreaker.
Apparently, gobstopper is just another name for jawbreaker.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'm so glad you found out something new today.
Yeah, I learned something new today, thanks to WikiListen. Although only briefly mentioned in the book and its 2005 film adaptation, the 1971 film adaptation Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory used the Everlasting Gobstopper as a plot device in which Wonka's business rival Slugworth attempts to bribe the children visiting the Wonka factory to steal one for him. This is later revealed as a lie. Slugworth is actually Mr. Wilkinson, one of Wonka's workers. The proposal is a test Wonka set up to judge the worthiness of the ticket holders to take over the factory, given to all five children.
An actual Everlasting Gobstopper prop used in the Gene Wilder movie was sold for $100,000 to the owners of the television show Pawn Stars.
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you sell your obscure movie prop.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. I've never seen an episode of Pawn Stars. I've seen like three or four clips online, but I never make it through.
It's pretty entertaining as a show. Nestle Everlasting Gobstopper. A product called the Forever Lasting Gobstopper was introduced in 1976 by the Chicago candy company Breaker Confections. Breaker Confections had licensed the Willy Wonka name in 1971 so that their candy could be used as merchandising tie-ins for the film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which was released the same year. The Willy Wonka Candy Company brand was later bought by Nestle, and production has been moved to Itasca, Illinois.
I think it might be Itasca.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
The Everlasting Gobstopper is like a normal gobstopper or jawbreaker and is composed of several discrete layers. The layers allow for the color and flavor changing effects described in a book. They are available in a variety of different flavor combinations and usually have a chalky center with a cherry flavor. A version with a chewy center is also available.
The Everlasting Gobstopper product resembles the Gobstopper from the book and its 2005 film adaptation far more than the ones in the 1971 film. The versions from the 1971 film are multicolored, bumpy, spiky candy, while ones in the book and the 2005 film are round, single-colored spheres.
Seasonal variants such as Gobstopper Snowballs and Gobstopper Heartbreakers are available during winter holidays and around the time of Valentine's Day, respectively. An example is the Gobstopper Candy Cane, which is the company's only non-spherical gobstopper. The product is modeled after the regular candy canes that are popular during the Christmas season.
I love a Willy Wonka candy.
I get that. And I would say that I'm going to give this, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give this a 6.
That's not bad.
No, not great. It's better than average.
True that.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Everlasting Gobstopper.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your candy.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.